Hey, my name is Cassie, and this is my series, Loving a Fox. This is an excerpt from a story called A Fox's Story by Rosaline Raymond, a nature photographer who fell in love by watching a wild red fox named Tiki. The first time I ever saw your face. The first time I ever saw you, you were so little, and your face was so special that I couldn't even take a picture. You looked almost like some kind of new, unknown species. You looked funny and far beyond cute. I soon discovered that not only did you look different, you actually were different. You didn't grow that fast. Your fur was made of different material, and while your siblings wisely kept some distance from this unknown human being, you just bravely walked right by my feet. And I noticed you were even smaller than I assumed. A mini fox kid. I sat alone near your den for hours and hours. When you and your little brother and sister were small, it seemed to rain continuously and it was way too cold for the time of year. Everything was dirty, soggy, cold, and swampy. Many of these hours, I truly wondered what on earth I was doing there, until you suddenly showed up, out of the blue. In my memory, it stopped raining immediately, and the sun came through. Sometimes you just calmly sat next to me. Sometimes you watched me. What you were thinking, I truly had no clue. You weren't afraid at all, and not excessively interested either. I was just part of the furniture. Harmless furniture. Eventually, you usually fell asleep. Quite often, you just slept outside in the rain. You were still a toddler fox that needed a lot of sleep. You rolled up in a clump of grass, closed your eyes, and slept. And I could keep watch. When it rained, your hair used to curl, and that was another part of you that was different. Fox coats don't curl at all, but yours did, which made you look like a gorgeous little rat. As small as you were, you already had this huge tick in the corner of your eye these first days. I felt for you. Fortunately, I had no tick in my eye, but that must have been one of my rare tickless spots. To capture you, I had to remove 40 ticks that summer, but you was worth every single bite of them. And it provided you the somewhat irreverent name Tick Eye, later on affectionately abbreviated as Ticky. Although you remained smaller than the rest of the litter, you did grow up to be an energetic and an enthusiastic fox kid. You were doing fine, even when one bad day, your mother fox arrived severely injured at the den. Her back was crooked and she could hardly walk. She had never been the greatest huntress and the situation was even worse now. Fortunately, she kept on suckling you, although not always so warmly, but you, the runt of the litter, you made it. For months and months, I enjoyed watching you grow up and gradually take the shape of a real fox. A bit of a strange fox, with your way too long nose and misshapen teeth. But for me, you were the most beautiful fox ever. Truly a child of your mother, with your splendor coat and slanted eyes. You might not be fully formed as a fox was intended, but your posture was magnificent. Proud. Your first prey, you unprofessionally tore to shreds. Your first funny mouse pounces. Your first crazy play fights with your sister. Your first brave steps outside familiar territory. Wonderful to be allowed to follow so this closely. You were great. Thank you, Super Fox. And then, one day, you were gone. That's the way it goes with foxes, I thought. A both sad and joyful moment, young foxes grow up and go their own way, as it should. I should have known better. After all, you were different, a fox full of surprises.